Today's daf is Chulin daf Kuf Chaf,
daf 120, and we are about 20 lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Yotes Amid Beis. So the Gemara is continuing on the topic of the first Mishnah in Perek Arva Roitev, and that is the halachis of Yodos and Shoimrim as it relates to Tumas Oichlin and Tumas Nevela. The Gemara in Daf Kuf Yod Ches Amar Aleph brought the first Mishnah in Masechtos Uktzin, where the Mishnah said that if food has an appendage, depending on whether we deem it as a yad, a handle of the food, a shoimer, a protector of the food, or lo yad v'loy shoimer, neither a handle or a protector of the food, that would determine how we view it from a halachic standpoint. A yad, the Mishnah said, is machnes and moitzi tuma for oichlin and for nevelois. However, it's not mitstarif to the sheer tumas oichlin. So tumas oichlin is bikebeya. If you only have the beya together with the yad wouldn't be mitstarif. A shomer is more than a yad. Thus, a shomer is moitzi and machnes tuma into the oichel. A shomer is also mitstarif to the sheer. If something is not a yad or not a shomer, then it's not mitzaref for sure. It also wouldn't have the ability to be moitzi umachnes. As it relates to Tumas Nevela, the one nuance, which is something that the Mishnah mentioned right here in Masechtas Chulin, on Daf Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, the first halach of Perek Arva Roitev, and that is that although a shomer is mitzaref when it comes to the Sheir Tumas Eichlin, a shomer is not mitzaref when it comes to the Shear of Tumas Nevela. Either way, today's daf is going to begin with a machloikis, Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, which is going to take us into Daf Kuf Chaf, and the backdrop of that machloikis, Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, is the brisa that the Gemara brought in the beginning of yesterday's daf on the bottom of Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amid Beis. So it's a difficult brisa, but we already went through it yesterday, so to a degree it's chazara. So the Gemara gufo, shnei hatzomois, there were two bones, valdeim, shnei hatzomois, and each bone had on it a half a zayas of basar ames. The halacha is that a kezayas of basar ames is treated like the mace itself with regards to tumas mace. So if somebody is under an oil ames together with a kezayas of basar and ames, he would now become tamei tumas oichlin. The house would now become tamei tumas mace, because the kezayas basar and ames is like the mace itself with regards to all halachas of tumas mace. So what happened over here was there were two bones of a mace. Each one had on it a half a zayas of basar ames. Vehichnis roshayim shnayim lebayis. And two heads of these two atzamos were inside the house. Vabayis mayal aleihem. Thus, they were tachas doil ames. The problem is that which side of the etzem was under the oil hames? It wasn't the side that had on it the half a zayas basar, it was the other side. And for that reason, being that it wasn't the kezayas basar itself, but it was the other side of the bone on which there was a half a zayas basar, we have a machlekes tanam, whether or not it's considered that there's a kezayas basar hames inside this house with regards to tumas hames or not. Yehuda ben Chusam, Yehuda ben Chusam, Shem Rav Yaakov, that hey, shnei atzomes mitzdar from the kezayas. So the Tanakhama said tameh, but Yehuda ben Chusam said in Rav Yaakov that it's not possible for to be a toma. What's the machloikis? The machloikis is that over here you don't have the kezayis basim and ames inside the bias. What you have is the other side of the bone, which essentially is the handle of the chatzi zayis basar. And the question is the yad considered a yad or is it not considered a yad? So we saw yesterday the Gemara made a tali in machloikis Rav and Rabbi Yechanan. The Gemara had a tzad that maybe the Mishnah doesn't even mean yad. Maybe what it really means is shomer, but for now we don't have to go back into that. The Gemara says on this brisa, so there was machloikis Rabbi Yechanan Reish Lakish, Am Reish Lakish, Loishon Allah Etzem. This whole shayla with regards to the other side of the bone was only if it was in fact the bone itself. What would be if you had a bone that had on it basar min ames, and there was a nima, there was a hair attached to it, and the hair of the person, let's say, that's attached to the skin which is on top of the flesh, right? The hair itself was inside the oil hames. Over there, Reish Lakish said you wouldn't have this halacha. This halacha was said regarding the etzem that's attached to the basar hames. But a hair is different. And the reason is because the reason that etzem has an ability to transmit toma is because we look at it as a yad. And that's the first Mishnah in Masechtas Uktzin, that a yad is considered like the oichel. In this case, it's considered like the basar hames. Ames as it relates to Tumas Ames. But Nima Lo Yavi Yad, and being that a here is not considered a Yad, so you wouldn't have to sell a Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon, Zafil, and even now Me Yavi Yad. Even if all you would have a here, that would be enough. This is the Machloikas, Rabbi Yechon, Reish Lakish, according to the first version of the Gemara. We'll see, there's three versions, but either way, the first version of the Gemara is very straightforward. Machloikas, Rabbi Yechon, Reish Lakish. A here, is it considered a yad or is it not a yad? It's an appendage, but is it a yad or is it not a yad? Reish Lakish says, "Why have a yad?" Rabbi Yochanan says, "Have a yad." Eisvei Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. So Rabbi Yochanan asks Reish Lakish a kasha from a Mishnah later in the parak. The Mishnah says, "Or sheyesh olav kizayis basar." The context over there is not Tumas Oichlin; it's Tumas Nevela, which is very similar to Tumas Oichlin, with the one difference being that a shomer is mitzarev to the shear Tumas Oichlin; it's not mitzarev to the shear Tumas Nevela. So the Mishnah says, "Or of a Nevela, the head on it, kizayis basar." You had the whole kizayis. You don't need the or anything on the or to be mitzarev to get you the shear, because the shear Tumas Nevela is bekizayis, and you had the kizayis and a gib. If somebody would touch a little bit of meat that is protruding from this kezayis basar, that's what we need, or somebody would be touching one of the hears that are on the other side of the ar, tame, he would become tame. Now the question is, if somebody touches the hear, why is he tame? So Rabbi Yochanan said, my lam yishum yad. Probably because, yeah, he didn't touch the kezayis basar nevela. What he touched was the hear. The teretz is, what do you mean? That's perikar varoite. That's the first Mishnah Mesachtas Uktin. That is Mesachtas Uktin. There's a concept of a yad. But you see that a Saira, a here, is considered a yad. So Rabbi Yochanan told Reish Lakish, how could you even entertain a possibility that a Nima is not a yad? It's a Mefurash Mishnah. We're Chulin, Dav Kuf Chav Dalet, Amen Aleph. So Reish Lakish told Rabbi Yochanan, no, Loi, Mishum Shaymer. In that Mishnah, the reason the here is considered something that has the ability to be Moitzi Tuma is because the here of the animal is considered a Shaymer of the basar, and being that it's a shomer of the basar, it works midin shomer. So if you need the here to work midin yad, a here is not considered a yad. But if you want it to work midin shomer, it can work midin shomer. Meaning the here has an ability to protect on some level. You're covered with here to a degree. The here that covers you protects you a little bit. But you want to know if one strand of here is a handle. It's so thin, it's so fine that you can't look at it as a yad. But the Gemara says, how could you tell me that here is a shomer in lieu of what we saw at the end of yesterday's daf on the top of the Amid? Could you have one shomer on top of another shomer? And in this case, the source of the Tumah is the basar. The skin, the hide that surrounds the basar is a shomer. The here is on top of the hide, which would then mean it's a shomer al gabi shomer. Because the first layer of protection is the R. The second layer of protection, assuming here is a protection, would be the Saira. So L'chura, it's dead on arrival, the whole notion that here should be a Shomer, because how does it stem with the idea of there's no Shomer al Gabi Shomer, to which Reish Lakish told him, Chilchule Mechalchol. He said that the skin is porous. And being that it's porous, the here, although it's on top of the skin, it also is considered a Shomer to the basa directly. What do you mean? It's on top of the skin. Yeah, but it's able to connect to the skin through the pores. It's able to connect to the basar through the pores in the skin. So it's for that reason, we don't look at it as a shomer al gabi shomer. Rabbi Yechon thought that the here in that Mishnah Perikar Varoite is a yad. If it's a yad, you have a raya that a here could be a yad. Reish Lakish says that no, in that Mishnah, it works midin shomer. It doesn't work midin yad. Maskev rachav ayakav elam ayatav. That's the case. If what's the case? Agav. That the skin of an animal is considered porous. So much so that the hair that's on the skin is considered a shomer directly to the basar, because it makes direct contact to the basar, not merely as a shomer al gabi shomer on top of the skin. If that's the case, how could you ever write tefillin? The halacha is that when you write tefillin, you have to write on a cloth. Cloth is the hide of an animal. The hide of that animal, kosher animal of course, has to be complete. There can't be any pores. There can't be any holes. If you're telling me that the skin of an animal is by definition porous, then how could you ever write tefillin? Every single cloth of tefillin, l'chayra, is going to be an issue of ksiva tamla. So the Gemara says that question is a mistake. That the only time there's a halacha of ksiva tamla is if the skin has such holes in it that the sofer can't sit down and he can't write a straight line. So if the sofer can't write a straight line on top of the or, that's considered an issue of ksiva tamla. Kol nekev shadiyoy over all of, however, but if there's a hole, but the hole is such that the nekev doesn't stop the pen from doing what it does, meaning the sofer could just write over it, the dioy is over, that's not a nekev. And of course, in this case, these little microscopic pores aren't a nekev enough for us to now deem it as if the diyoy is not over olav. As a result, they really are porous. Therefore, the sirah could be viewed as a shomer. The Rebbe Shlokish understood it's not a problem of shomer agabi shomer. If that's the case, how does it reconcile with Hilchas Tefillin? No, everyone knows they said this in Eretz Yisrael that kol nek of shadiyoy over olav ain't nek. Nivay same another teretz to the original kasha, which was that how could Rish Lakish say that a nima is not considered a yad? Isn't it a mafurish of Mishnah Kuf Chav Dalad Amar Aleph? The Mishnah says that if somebody touches the hair of a nevela, that loch is he becomes tameh. Why is he tameh? L'chayra, the hair is not the basar itself. Oh, elamai, it's a yad. See, you see mafurish that hair could be a yad. The first teretz was that Mishnah means shomer. It doesn't mean yad. V'ibay yaseh mekulam mishum. Yeah, no, really does mean yad. And kedam Rabbi Loi said b'maloi shebein amilon. Just Rabbi Loi said in a different context. Gemara will tell us soon what that context is, that we're not talking about one bristle, those were the words of Rabbi Lo, but rather a bristle amongst other bristles, meaning many. Hachanami benima shebeinanim. We don't mean one here. That means just talking about there were several here. If there were several here, so in that case, there was a whole clump of here together, that would be considered a yad. So, Enochanami, Rish Lakish holds, here is not a yad. Yeah, the Mishnah says here is a yad. Okay, it's that one strand of here is not a yad. But if you have a lot of here's together, and that's what the Mishnah of Aroitav is talking about, that would be considered. Said the Gemara of Heche Itmed Rabbi Law. With Rabbi Law, he says it's halacha. Rabbi Law said something about bristles amongst bristles. What was the context? The here, the bristles that are on top of the ears of grain, metamen u'metamen, that moitzi u'machnes tumma, that considered an appendage to the shibolim, v'ena mitzdarfin, however, they're not mitzdarf, meaning they're viewed as a yad, they're not viewed as a shomer, thus, metamen with a yod, u'metamen without a yod, right, one means it could be machnes tumma, the other one means it could be moitzi tumma, but it's not mitzdarf, because a yad is not mitzdarf, says the Gemara, so Rabbi Loi said, maloi l'maychazi, what do you mean the bristles? The bristles, what are they, a yad? How are they a yad? What, are you going to take one bristle, you're going to lift the ear of grain, it's going to fall, it's not practical. We don't mean one bristle. We mean many. If somebody touched the whole cluster, in that case, he would become Tommy. Either way, that's the same terrorist. Rish Lakish holds that here is really not a yad. In that Mishnah, Perakah over right to the woman. Bottom line is, the first version of the Gemara is that there's a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, whether here is a yad is not a yad. Rish Lakish is machmir, says here is not a yad. Rabbi Yochanan says here is a yad, or you could look at it as Rabbi Yochanan being machmir, because if it's a yad, it's more involved in the Tumah. But the bottom line is Rish Lakish holds here is not a yad. Rabbi Yochanan says here is a yad. Isn't it a mafurish a Mishnah that here is a yad? Two terutz. One terut says that Mishnah means midin shomer. Second teretz is talking about many here, a cluster of here. There's a lot of here together, then it's considered a yad. One here on its own is not considered a yad. Clearly, from this version of the Gemara, it sounds like Rabbi Yochanan holds that even one here would be considered a yad. Even one here. Meaning, Rish Lakish is telling Rabbi Yochanan, I agree with you if there's a lot of here. And that's the Mishnah Paragor of Aroitim. I only said my halacha with this one here. Rabbi Yochanan, who's talking to Rish Lakish, I mean, they know what they're saying, respectively. So he obviously holds even one here is considered a yad. That's the first lishon. The second lishon disagrees with that last point. Lishon achrina, ami lahachin, ami mistabro, dimishum shomer. So the machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, was presented initially the way we mentioned it. Rabbi Yochanan said a nima is considered a yad. Rish Lakish said a nima is not considered a yad. And Esri Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish from the Mishnah Daf Kuf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, from the Mishnah Paragor Vareita, that you see the hearer of an avela is considered enough to create tumah. Rish Lakish answered what he said in the first teretz. The Mishnah over there means shomer. And Rish Lakish continued. He said, Hachi nami mistab, I'll prove it to you, Mishum Shomer. These are good idea, Mishum Yad. Because if it's a yad, nima, achas lamai chazi, how could one here be a yad? Yad. So Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan now answered Rish Lakish, Kedam Rabbi Lo. No, it's not a kasha. The Maloy Shaben Amilam, Hachinami, Benima Shaben Animin. When I said that a here is a yad, I didn't mean one here. I meant what Rabbi Lo said. Many bristles. Many here. With Rabbi Lo, I said, this is all Chazar, Hadatan, Maloy Shabbel, Matamin, Matam, Vemit Staff. Maloy Lo, my Chazi, Am Rabbi Lo, Maloy Shaben Amilam. It doesn't mean one bristle. It means many. The point is, according to the second Lishna of the Gemara, even Rabbi Yochanan, who said that the Nima is a yad, is only if there's many Nim. But if it's only one nima, that's not going to be enough. So a similar shakla v'tarya, an abridged version of it, to what we had in the first lishon of the Gemara, but a very important nuance, lahalacha, and that is that according to the first lishon, the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish is by one here. Rish Lakish says one here is not considered yad. Rabbi Yochanan says even one here is considered a yad. According to the second lishon of the Gemara, one here nobody holds is considered a yad. That's what Rish Lakish told Rabbi Yochanan. How is a here a yad? Rabbi Yochanan said, I agree. I meant Rabbi Lo, a bristle amongst bristles, here amongst here. Meaning the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish is where there were many here together. But Ikka Damasilan, there was a third version of this machlokes, and this is a completely different version. Amas Nisan. It's going back at our mission. The mission said, Or the Harite Vakifa Mitzdar from the time of Tumas Loich. Rish Lakish said on our Mishnah, Loish on Rala, it's one of the things mentioned in our Mishnah, that is Mitzdar of the Shir Tumas Loich, as a Shomer is a boat. The Havi Shomer. Avol Nima Loi Havi Shomer. But here's not a Shomer. Now, our Mishnah, the first Mishnah of the Perek, was talking about Shomer, wasn't talking about Yad. How do we know? Because the Mishnah was talking about being mitzdarif to the Shir Tumas Leichlin. Only a Shomer is mitzdarif to Tumas Leichlin. A Yad's not mitzdarif to Tumas Leichlin. That's Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, Pesachtus Uktze. It's in Dritten Bull. But either way, so that's clear that we're talking about a Shomer. And it was on the Mishnah that there was a Machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Where does here fall in? Meaning the Mishnah gives a whole list. Ha'arva, Roite, Vakipa, Va'olava, Tzomitz, Vakidim, Akronai, Batlofai. It's starfin. Say Rish Lakish. Notice what's missing in the Mishnah. Doesn't say anything about the here. Oh, so you see the here of Eichel or the here of Nevela has nothing to do with this Shaila. On that, Rabbi Yochanan said, I disagree. Afiluni manami havishan. But if they're arguing in our Mishnah, it's clear in the words of Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, they're not arguing whether here should be Yad. They're arguing whether a year should be a Shomer. They agree it's not a Yad. That's not the question. The question is whether or not it's a Shomer. On that note, Amalei Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. So now Rish Lakish is the one that goes on the offensive. In the previous two Lishoimers, it's Eitzvei Rabbi Yochanan. Over here, it's just the opposite. Rish Lakish tells Rabbi Yochanan, Umiyeke Shomer Al Gabi Shomer. How could you tell me that here is a Shomer? It's a Shomer Al Gabi Shomer. Rabbi Yochanan told him, Chachuli Mechachal. No, there's pores in the skin. Thus, the here is making direct contact with the basa. Maskel Rav Ach El Meyata. If you can tell me there's pores in the skin, Tfile Heichem Askin Kosvinon. Abi Nixi Datava Veleko. So the Mar says that's not a Kashish. Tamitzei Hadam Rav. Kol Nekush Adyo Over Olav Eni Nekev. No, that's not considered a pore. A hole, as it relates to Ksiva Tama, means the cipher can't write. But as long as the cipher can write, which these little pores aren't going to obstruct his ability to write, that's not considered a nekev. Now the Gemara says, Eitzvei Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan asked the Kasha, Oshi Yeshalom Kazayas Basar, Hanegev Betziv, Hayotz Mehra Besayot Shukinak, Deitame, the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Chavdal, the Mishnah over there is talking about Nevela. So you had a Kazayas Basar Nevela, and there was iron on it, and you had either a little bit of meat protruding. That's not the part we need. We need is the Cyrus Shekinakdoi. There was a here that was protruding. Halach is Tomei. Said Rabbi Yochanan, you see it's Tomei, they hear Maila, probably Mishum Shomer. So he told them back, Loi, that Mishnah means Mishum Yad. Wow, so here it's Rabbi Shlokish telling Rabbi Yochanan that really here is not a Shomer, but over there it means Yad. So Rabbi Yochanan told Rabbi Shlokish, Nima achas l'may chazio, how could one here be a Yad? So he told them back, Kedom Rabbi Loh, ben Maloish, ben Amilon. No, you're right, I don't mean one here. Just like Rabbi Loh said, not one bristle of the ear of grain has the ability to be Maitzi Machnas Toma. It's Maloy Shebein HaMalom. Hachanami Benima Shebein Ani. Veichit, but Rabbi Loh, with Rabbi Loh says, Allah Chahot, it's not Maloy Shebeshibolim Etamad Etamad Veim Etstarfin. These Maloyim have an ability to be Maitzi Machnas Toma. And Rabbi Loh asked, Maloy Lamai Chazio. And Rabbi Loh, he answered, but the point is that according to this Lishna, the Machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish was stated not with regards to halacha, whether Nima should be a Yad, regarding that brisa of the two atzamos v'aleim shnei chatzoy zeisa v'hichnas roshim shnayim lebayis v'abayis mayal aleim, etc. Rather, it was said with regards to our Mishnah. It wasn't said with regards to halacha of Yad. It was said with regards to halacha of Shomer. If that's the case, they're arguing whether a Nima is a Shomer or whether a Nima is not a Shomer. And how does it relate, though, with regards to Yad? So it comes out from the Shakla Vitaya the Gemara that if there's many hears, everybody would agree in that case that it would be considered a Yad. If there was only one here, everybody would agree it wouldn't be considered Yad. The bottom line is three distinct versions of the same Machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. And if you go through the Cheshbon, as we did briefly, but if you go through the Cheshbon, there are nuances in each one of the Lashonis. It'd be nice to chazer it, but it's getting late early. Zok de Gemara Vayter. So the Mishnah again said, Ha'or v'haroite v'akipa v'ha'olavat somes v'agidim v'akrenayimat l'fayim mitztarfin l'tamit tumas oichlen. So the second thing mentioned in the Mishnah was roitev. So what does roitev mean? Now, roitev usually means gravy, right? That's the gravy that is in your pot as you cook food. Stating that, the Mishnah says, it means the fat that rises to the top of your pot. So when you're cooking meat, for example, there's sauce in the pot, the top of the sauce will eventually turn into fat. So that thick fat, that's what the Mishnah means when it says roitiv, and roitiv is mitzdarif to the shir tumas leichlin. Abaya said, who asked me yitame tumas leichlin? Says, why is roitiv any less a mechitin than the meat itself? People eat that. People eat that fat. And being that people eat that fat, what do you mean it's mitzdarif to the shir tumas leichlin? Mitzdarif means it's not food. At some ways. Right? The bones. The bones is not really food. It's mitzdarif. The hooves of the... I'm assuming people don't eat that. So it's mitzdarif. That's the chiddush. That as it relates to shomer and yad, so it has a significance in the halacha of tumas leichlin. But this gravy, the fat that rises to the top of the pot, that's on your menu. So if that's the case, it's oichel itself. Why is the Mishnah suggesting that it's not oichel, it's only mitzdarif? So the Gemara says, you're right. Ella, you have to say it means something else. It means chel of the karish. It's referring to the liquid that comes out of the meat, that congeals, that particular liquid. Liquid is what we're referring to, and when it congeals, it's called roitiv in our Mishnah, anyways. And that's what the Mishnah means when it says that roitiv is mitzdarif to the shir tumas leichlin. Why did your karish? Why did Abaya have to say chelav de karish? Where does it have to congeal for? Because the karish nami. Even if not, Amar Rish Lakish, didn't Rish Lakish say tzir shal gabi yaruk that if you have sap that comes out of vegetables, mitzdarif to koyseves we make Kippurim, and you eat a vegetable together with that sap, the sap is mitzdarif to the shir koyseves, which is the shir achila on Yom Kippur. So usually shiuri achila are bikazayas. Yom Kippur is a different shir. It's bikoseves. But the point is the sap that comes out of the vegetables is mitzdarif. So why should the sap that comes out of vegetables be any different than this liquid that comes out of the meat, even if it doesn't congeal? Why did Abaya say the only time the roitiv is mitzdarif is chel of the karish? So the Gemara says it's very different. There's a fundamental difference between the definition of oichel as it relates to tumas oichlin versus the definition of oichel as it relates to Yom Kippur. Hasam misum yisuvei daitu. This is as far as the Gemara says in many places, primarily in Masechtas Yuma, when you learn these sugyas. And that is, the Torah says you're not allowed to eat in Yom Kippur. But really, the Torah doesn't say you're not allowed to eat in Yom Kippur. What do you mean? It's the most basic halacha. You can't eat on Yom Kippur. It's not true. It doesn't say thou shalt not eat on Yom Kippur. What it says is, v'nisim es nafshoy seichem. On Yom Kippur. It says, v'nefesh ashaloy sauna on Yom Kippur. The Torah says you have to inflict pain upon yourselves. And Chazal said, Chamisha Inuyim, one of which happens to be, don't eat. But it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, don't eat. The emphasis, the dogush of what the Torah wants a person to do and not to do on Yom Kippur is to be bitzar. That's the point. It's inui. And it's for that reason the definition of oichel is determined on what would be considered inui and what would not be considered inui. The sap that comes out of the vegetables, if you're fasting and it's, you know, it's already mincha time and you're very hungry, I guess that has an ability to be yesuvei daito. It has an ability to ease the pain a little bit. And that's why it's considered oichel as it relates to the halacha of v'nisim es nafshoy seichem and with regards to the halacha of v'nefesh asher lo yisuuna. Because b'choldu mi'asva daito, even though just that, the little bit of hana that you can get from that would be enough for it to be considered that. But hacha over here, mishum etztarufeyo. But over here, this is a different halacha. This is based on, is it oichel or is it not oichel? Oichel, Ikarish, Mitzdarif, if it's congealed, it's considered Oichel for being Mitzdarif for Tumas Oichlin. Iloi Karish, if not, Loi Mitzdarif. The next thing that the Mishnah said was, Vahakipa, or Vaharoite, Vahakipa. Says the Gemara, my Kippa, Omar Rabba said, Pirma. Kippa means what it always means, and that is the sediment of the food that falls to the bottom of the pot. So on the bottom of the pot, you can have spices, you can have a little bit of meat. So the kippa that we discussed in the halachos of basav v'chalav and taruvos, that's mitzdarif to the shir shishim, to be mevatel or davar aser, that's what kippa means in this mishnah. Amalei Abaya. So Abaya asked the same question. Who asked me etame tumas oichlin? Well, why is the kippa not oichel? It's only mitzdarif to the oichel? It's oichel itself. Elamar papa. So papa said, you're right, Tavlin. You have to say that it means spices. It doesn't mean the meat that falls to the bottom. It means the spices that falls to the bottom. That is already a little bit different. Those spices that remain in the pot is not in and of itself oichel. That's not the way Chazal deemed those tavlin. It, however, is mitzdarif, and that's what the Mishnah means when it says v'ha'kipa. Either way, the Gemara is going to digress now to a very interesting topic, a topic that lends itself to a lot of rage. Zok the Gemara, Tanan Hasam, we learned in a Mishnah, and this is really a brisa, hikfas adam va'ochloi, if somebody took dam, blood and he turned it into a salad and then he ate it. Or he took chaylev, which is a salad, and he liquefied it. Chayev. In either case, he's going to be chayev. So really, the end of Perakol Abasa discussed chaylev and dam. That was the last mission in Perakol Abasa. The bottom of Kuf Tezai on the base. Sunday's daf. Chaymer b'chaylev mi b'dam, v'chaymer midam b'chaylev. Chaylev and dam are both parts of a kosher animal that the Torah says you're not allowed to eat. Very chomer if somebody eats it. He's chayev karis, if he doesn't have a mezid. He has to be a karben chatas, if he does it b'shoigig. And as similar as chaylev and dam are, there are some nuances, and that was what the Mishnah said. Chaylev mi b'chaylev shi b'dam, mi'ila, pigul ma'isra and tameh, chaylev midam mi b'chaylev. Chaylev only applies to a behema, and only a behema taira, as opposed to dam, which is noig behema, v'chayev, v'oiv, beint meyin, beint taira. But the most basic difference between chaylev and dam, I'm just scientifically speaking, is one is a solid, one is a liquid. Chaylev is a solid. It's the fat, the non-kosher fats. Not all fats of an animal are non-kosher, but some fats of an animal are non-kosher. These are the non-kosher fats of the animal. Dam is naturally a liquid. So the Braisa addresses what happens if someone would take the dam and turn it into a solid and then eat it. Or somebody would take the chaylev and turn it into a liquid and then eat it. So the Braisa says very straightforward. Hikvas adam va'achloi. Oy shimchas achaylev v'gamoy. It doesn't matter which way you did it. I understand that if you turn the dam into a salad, you should be chayef, because given the akve, achshuve, achshuve. Dam doesn't just turn into a salad. You probably did something to make it a salad. And that act of making it into a salad shows that you want it to be a salad. And being that you showed that you want it to be a salad, you're giving it a chashivas, which in halacha matters. Thus, it would make sense that it doesn't lose its status of dam. And when you eat it, it's no different than drinking it from a halachic perspective. Elohimchas achelev, but the Gemara is going to focus on the second part. If somebody takes chelev and he liquefies that, v'gamoy, why is he chayev? It liquefied, achilak sivabe, v'alav achilahi, you drank it. You didn't eat it. Amrei Shlokish. So Rei Shlokish said, Amma Akra, the Pasuk says, Nefesh. When the Pasuk talks about the halach of chelev, ki chol oichel chelev min abehem asher yachim ben ishol Hashem, and the Torah uses the word nefesh, and the word nefesh is lirabois es hashoisa. It's coming to be marba, and not only someone that eats it, but even somebody that drinks it as well. So the word nefesh is the riboy. Tanya nami gabi chametz. We find a similar idea by chametz. Kai gavno imcho v'gamoy. If somebody took chametz and he turned it into a liquid form, beer. Im chametz o anush karis. He's chayiv karis. Im matzehi. If it wasn't chametz, it was Pesach. So if somebody liquefies these grains, it's Pesach. If it was chametz grains and he ate it, he's going to be chayv karis. No different if it's solid or a liquid. If it was matzah, he can't be yotze matzah. Bishloim matzah ein adam yotze by deicha vasa bepesach. Says the Gemara, lechem oini amarachmano. V'hai lav lechem oini hu. So it's shloshim yoyim kaidim l'chag. So it's lechem oini, and this is not lechem oini. Why is it not lechem oini? It's not lechem. Because being that it's in a liquid form, it's not lechem. Elim chametz, but it's chametz anush karis. Achi lo ksiv be, lo chayra, it says achi lo. Says the Gemara. So why are you going to be Chayev? Amrei Shlokish. Rei Shlokish gave the same answer. Oh my God, the pasuk says nefesh. It says in the parasha of chametz, ki kol oichel chametz v'nichreso hanefesh ahimi Yisrael. And we learn from there, the rabbi says hashoyse. V'tanya nabi gavi nivlo soiftar. There's a third brisa. That brisa is talking about the halacha of the nevela of an oiftar, which has a very special place in the halachas of tumah v'tayra. If somebody eats the nevela of an oiftar while it's in his base abliya, it makes the clothing that he's wearing tumah. That's the halach. If it was liquefied through fire, tame. It still has the ability to be tame. Bechama, if it was liquefied in the sun, tar. It says achilo. Reish Lakish, same terrace, all Reish Lakish. Amakra, nefesh, it says nefesh with regards to Tumas Nevela. B'chol nefesh, asher toichal nevela utrefa, etc. V'tame ad ara v'tar. So again, it says the word nefesh, and we learn from there, the rabbi says hashoisa. Parenthetically, the Gemara asks, yihachi bechama nami, why only if it's liquefied in ar, this nevela, does it have the ability to be metama? Why if it's liquefied in the chama? Not. The Gemara says, "B'cham is ruchi misra." It happens in the sun. It spoils. I mean, it spoils. It doesn't have the ability to be metam anymore. The bottom line is that we brought three brises that discuss something that's typically in a solid form that was now liquefied. You went ahead and ate it. So how does that relate to the halachos of that food? Chalev is usually in a solid form. If somebody eats liquid chalev, is it going to be chayev or is he not going to be chayev? Somebody eats liquid chametz, which is usually in a solid form. If somebody takes the nevel of an oiftar, eats it in a liquid, is it metame begodim abes abliyah? And the answer is yes, yes, yes. Check, check, check. Why? Three drushes. It says nefesh by chalev. It says nefesh by chametz. It says nefesh by nivlas oiftar. Nefesh is l'rabbi says ashoisa. I have that word nefesh by all three parshiyos. Thus, the halach is going to be by the same. Says the Gemara, the obvious question. What's the obvious question? What do I need three drushes for? Let it say one, and I'll learn the other two from the one. So the Gemara of it's Rishi. No, I need all three. Because the Rechman of Chalev had it only said Chalev. Chametz lo yosem. Now you'd never be able to learn Chametz from Chalev. Why not? Shekein lo yosel lo shas lakosha. Because Chalev has a chumer that Chametz doesn't have. Chametz is only also 7 days a year. 8 days in Chutz Laretz. But it's just 1 week that Chametz is aser. Ordinarily, it has a shas lakosha. Chalev is always aser. Nevela lo yosem. Now you would never be able to learn that Nevela from Chalev either. Shekein onish karis. Chalev is way more chumer than Nevela. Chalev is karis. Nevela is only a loy saseh. So it's pasha, you would never be able to learn out chametz or nevela from chel. Because rachman of chametz, I'll let the Torah just say chametz. Chelav liyasa, I mean, I wouldn't be able to learn chelav from chametz, chelav lihutam lichlaloi. Because chametz, as much as it's only aser 1 week a year, but for that 1 week, it's 100% aser. You can't eat chametz. As opposed to chelav, which is always aser, but it's hutter michlalai in that not all chalavim are aser. The Gemara is going to say which chalavim are mutter. But pashut, the chalav of a chaya, for example, that was the Mishnah in the end of Parakalabasa. It's only the chalav of a behemoth tahira that's aser. But all the other chalavim, even the aser chalavim, all those other chalavim are usually mutter. Nuvela layasmane, you can't learn nuvela from chametz, the same reason you can't learn nuvela from chalav. Shkein anushkars, because chametz is also an anushkars. So it's pashut why you can't learn chalav and nuvela from chametz. Because of chametz, and had it said nevela, Hanich layasimini, you wouldn't be able to learn chelav and chametz from nevela either. Why? She came metama, because that's easy. Nevela has a chumra, it's metama. Chametz is not metama, and chelav is not metama. Bottom line is, you need all three. Says the Gemara, 1 second. I understand chadim chadim layasim. I can't learn that one from the other. But they say chadim itarti. Let the Torah say two, and I'll learn the third from those two with a matzah. So the Gemara plays it out for us. Hay teis. Lo yichdav rechman of nevela shet the Torah. Not say nevela v'teisim hanoch. You'll tell me you learn nevela from chelav and chametz. Mal hanoch shekein onosh karis. Chelav is karis and chametz is karis, as opposed to nevela not. So it's easy. You can't learn nevela from those two. Lo yichdav rechman of chametz v'teisim hanoch. Let the Torah not say chametz and let's learn chametz from nevela. And chelav malahanoch shkein lehosel shasa kosher. No, they share a common chumra in that they both don't have a shasa kosher. Loi lichtoiv rachmano bechelav v'teisim hanoch. Let the Torah not say it by chelav, and I'll learn chelav from chametz and from nevela. Malahanoch shkein lehotam mechlaloi. Chametz is never mutter, and nevela is never mutter, as opposed to chelav, which we said is mutter. Toima bechelav shohotam mechlaloi. It's for that reason the Torah had to mention all three, but the Gemara digresses for a moment and says, "Umayniyah." When we say that chelav is hutam michlaloi, where do you find that chelav is hutam michlaloi? So we spoke out chaya, but the Gemara plays this out. Says the Gemara, "Ilay mechelav behema legvaya." Doesn't mean maybe chelav behema legvaya. Gishmak. In light of the fact that it wasn't that long ago that we were learning Zvachim and Menachas, and in the not too distant future we'll be learning Bechiris and Tmura. But either way. Either way, so chelev we know is asav achila, but the chalavim of kachim went on the mizbeach. Now there's a rule in kachim called mimashke yisrael, which says that anything that a person is not allowed to eat, you can't put on the mizbeach. Stel sich the frage, how you let her put the chalavim on the mizbeach? Why isn't that an issue of mimashke yisrael? Also, you see that chelev is hutter michlaloi. That even though chelev is usually aser, there's a special chiddush that the chelev could still go on the mizbeach. So is that what the Gemara means when we keep on saying in these pirchas that chelav is hutam michlaloi? Is that what we're referring to? We're referring to the chelav that goes on the mizbeach, which although the Torah refers to haktara as achilas mizbeach, and there's halacha of mimashki yisrael that you can only put on the mizbeach something with a good ashkacha. So is that what we mean over here? You see that the fact you can put chelav on the mizbeach, that's where it's hutam michlaloi. So the Gemara can't be because nevela nami yishtaroi, because you find that by nevela as well. We're saying only chelav is hutam michlaloi. Chametz was not, and nevela is not. If putting chelav on the mizbeach makes it hutam michlaloi, then nivlas oiftar is also hutam michlaloi, because you find that the nevel of an oiftar went on the mizbeach. Malika oif legvaya. If they did malika,
on the Oilas Ha'oif. The Oilas Ha'oif went entirely on the Mizbeach. The Chatas Ha'oif was completely Necha. But the Vela of the Oilas Ha'oif went on the Mizbeach. So you see the same exact halacha. Vela, Chelav Chayi Lahedya. What it probably means is the Chelav Chayi Lahedya, the way we explained it. Chelav of a Chayi, regular, not Kachem Hedya. Even that is Mutter Ba'achilah. But the Mara says the Vela, Nami Yishtaroi. If that's the case, the Vela as well, Malika the Chatas Ha'oif, the Kayhanim. You find that the Malika of a Chatas Ha'if, which was Nechel, the Malika of an Oilas Ha'if was Matar Lekvoy, because the entire Oilas Ha'if went on the Mizbech. But the Malika of the Chatas Ha'if was Nechel, so you see, so the Gemara says, you're right, dude. Yelo Oilam, Chayel, Hedit, Udiko Kasha, Lecho Kihanim. You can ask me a Kasha, how could Chelev have a Chumro of a Nevela? That Chelev is Huta Michlali, Lechayra Nevela is also Huta Michlali by Chatas Ha'if. The Gemara says, that's not called Huta Michlali. Why? Another major principle in Kachim, and that is Kihanim and Shulchan Gavayr Kazah. It's true, Kohanim get to eat part of a carbon. But the way it works is that if you just follow the paper trail, really the entire carbon goes to the Eibishter. And then Hashem says, come, you could eat with me. Kohanim mishulchan gavaya ka'achu. Literally, they're sitting at the table of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they're eating. But the point is not the pshat, we're giving it to them. We're giving it to Hashem, and they're getting it through Hashem. Being that that's the case, it's not considered hutu michlalai. Chelev is hutu michlalai by a chelev, chaya, tahira. There's no parasha of chelev. Really, there is a parasha of nevela. And the parasha of nevela relates to everything. It just so happens that the nevela of an animal or all oifis that Akachim go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the Kayanim, come eat with me. Mishulcham kavayu kazachu, Rashi's lashon. The hetera mishum gavayu. Avol legabi hedyet loy ashkechan dehoter. It's more the gavaya heter, and we're just piggybacking off the gavaya heter. But as it relates to finding a heter for hedyet, that you don't have. But the Gemara continues. So we have a makar for liquid chelev, we have a makar for liquid chametz, and we have a makar for the liquid of the nevela of an oif tarf. Eat the Gemara, and we explain why we need all three makar. It's very gishmak. But I have a fourth makar. Other time we went to the price. Tmeyim, last with tzir, and we're right from the kibushalim. This is referring to shrotzen. And the shrotzen, the tzir, the liquid that comes out of the sherets, the right of the kippur, also has it. Lamoli, ligomer, mehani. Madach, if you take chelev and you liquefy the whole chelev and then you drink it, the halacha is you're going to be chayev. And the same is true for chametz and for the nevela of a naiftar. So the tzir, the liquid that pours out of the sherets, should also be a problem. For sure, this is like natural tzir that comes out. So why is it then that tzir needs a special riboy ha with a hey ayadia tmeim l'rabois to tell me that it's going to be a problem? Why can I learn it? I have three makaris between chelev, chametz, and avela. You'd think you could figure it out, but the Gemara says no. Tzri chedila, because Rachmano had not had a special limud by shrotzim. Have I mean I would have thought daye lovim and adin lias kunot. Meaning I can learn the basic halacha that shrotzim has this idea that the liquid would be aser. But I would only know it as much as I see it from the three respective makaris. What is that? What's the shear by those three? The shear chelev is always bekezayis. And the shear chametz is bekezayis. And the shear nivlas oif tahar is bekezayis. Thus, I would think only up until kezayis, as opposed to shrotzim, which are usually matama bekadosha. So how do you know the tzir of a sheretz is matama bekadosha? You want to know that the tzir of a sheretz is matama bekezayis? Yeah, I can learn that from there. But dialovim and adin liyaskanad, and I can't know more than that. And you don't find the tumah bekadosha over there. So how would I know that it's matama bekadosha? Says the Gemara, b'lichtek rachmana v'shrotzim. Okay, once I have it by shrotzim, v'leisei hanach v'ligmer minai, why can I learn chametz, chelev, and avela from shrotzim? I understand I can't learn shrotzim from there. Dialovim and adin liyaskanadim. But let's go into reverse. Let's learn those three from shrotzim. The Gemara says, "Shemdikah the Merkam halashrotzim came to masa b'mashu, not b'mashu. It's really more b'kadasha. The point is that you find those yisurim b'kadasha. This is b'kizayis. Thus, this is a chumra that you find in tumas shrotzim, in the israchila shrotzim that you don't find as it relates to those other three things." Zok the Gemara b'de Tanya, another brisa tevel. V'ha-chadosh, v'ha-hektish, v'ha-shvi'is, v'ha-kalayim. So the Braisa mentions five types of macholos asurais, all very straightforward. The halach is kulon mashkin hayoytze mehen k'moyson. Any mashkin that comes out of tevel, or chadosh, or hektish, or shvi'is, or kalayim, the halach is k'moyson. So it doesn't matter if you eat the thing itself, or if you drink what comes out of it. In either case, the halach is, it's treated like tevel, chadash, hektish, shvias, and kalayim, respectively. So, Gemara, you know, how do you know? You'll tell me, what do you mean? I already have four makaris. I have a makar in the parasha of chelev, chametz, nivlas, oif tahar. I have a bakar in the parish of Shrotzim as well. So you would think that between the four limudim with the yud gimel midrash Torah nidreshes ben, you should be able to give zechanetza. But the Gemara says no, it's not so simple. Those four parshiyos with the Torah mentions this chiddush, that even the liquid that comes out of it, or even if you take the entire thing in a liquid form, it's considered as if you ate the thing itself. They are unique in that they're all Isser Haba Me'elav. They wake up in the morning also. Right? They were, oh, chametz is Isser Haba Me'elav. Nothing has to happen. You don't have to do something to make chametz chametz. Right? You don't have to say Harei Zu chametz or Harei Olai chametz. It's naturally chametz. The same is true for the Nivla Soif Tar. The same is true for Chelav. The same is true for Shrotzim. So the Gemara says, Tenech Hechad Asser Haba Me'elav. Bishloima. The ones mentioned is Bryce. That are all Issa, Isra, Bamiyelov. You can learn. Which ones are Issa, Bamiyelov? All except for one. Tevel, Chadosh, Shvias, and Kalayim. But Hechad Lav, Isra, Bamiyelov. But as Rashi. But as it relates to Hektish, which is the Issa, not Isra, Bamiyelov, me Nolan. So essentially the question is, how do I know Hektish? So Gemara, we're going to Bikurim. I learned it from Bikurim. Bikurim also has this halacha, that liquid Bikurim is treated as Bikurim. Bikurim is also not Isra, Bamiyelov. You have to make it Bikurim. And it's for that reason I can learn Hektish. You're right. Not from Chelev, not from Chametz, not from Nivla Soif Tar, not from Shrotzim. Where do I know it from? I know from, says the Gemara, Bikurim Gufayim Minolim. No one said anything about Bikurim yet. So how do I even know that Bikurim has this halacha? So the Gemara, it's a different price. Tani Rabbi Yossi, Pri, it says in the Torah, with regard to the Kachta Mireish is called Pri Adama, and we learn from there, Pri Atomevi, Atomevi Mashka. You have to bring the fruit, you can't bring the juice that comes from the fruit. Hevi Anovim V'darkim Inayin. How do you know, stating that, that if you took Anovim, you made wine out of it, for example, how do you know it's Bikurim, Talmud Loi Matavi? The bottom line is, that even though pre sounds like pre atomevi, the atomevi mashka, but Rabbi Yossi countered that immediately, and he said that no, tavi is l'rabbis, that even if you bring wine, the point is mashka, that's the yotze from Bikurim, is considered Bikurim. So Bikurim is not something that's bami elav. You'll learn hektish from Bikurim. But the Gemara says, how can you learn hektish from Bikurim? Bikurim has a churma. You have to read a parsha when you bring it. You put it on the mizbech. You don't have to buy ordinary hektish. You think hektish is so chomer, right? But in a way, Bikurim has churmas that hektish doesn't have. That's the Gemara's kasha. You learn it from truma. Truma doesn't have kriya v'anocha. And truma also, you find this idea that the mashka is treated like the thing itself. Says the Gemara, truma gufa minolan. Where do you find this by truma? Because truma is iskish lebikurim, and we just said that bikurim has this halach. Now, how do you know that truma is iskish lebikurim? That's a passing in the parashah of bikurim. The bottom line is, if I know bikurim, I know truma, because there's a hekesh between truma and bikurim. Truma, therefore, its liquid form is considered truma. It's not Isser Haba Me'elov, you have to make something truma. There's no kriya v'hanacha, so I learn hektish, not from Bikurim. I learn it from truma. Frank the Gemara, but mali truma, she can't chayav and show misa v'chaymish. Truma has chumras. Number one, misa. Number two, if somebody eats truma, he has to pay, and he has to add a fifth. There's a tax that you have to pay. There's a penalty. You have to add a chaymish. The Gemara says, you're right. You learn it from truma and Bikurim. Truma has kriya v'hanacha. I'm sorry, Bikurim has kriya v'anocha, truma has misa v'chaymish, but between the two, you have a matzah. But the Gemara says that doesn't work, because mala truma bikurim shekechayav lehem misa v'chaymish. No, Bikurim also has misa v'chaymish. So Bikurim has kriya v'anocha and misa and chaymish. Bottom line is you can't learn it from Bikurim alone, you can't learn it from truma alone, and you can't learn it from a matzah either. So the Gemara says, you're right. Elo, you know what you have to do? Asya mi truma v'chad mehanoch, oy mi Bikurim v'chad mehanoch. You learn it from a tzad hashava. What's the tzad hashava? Either from truma and one of the two. Which two? It says Rashi, chametz inavela, or you learn it from Bikurim and chametz inavela. Rashi explains it. Take a look at Rashi, Dibra Maskel, mi truma v'chad mehanoch. Dichi parches, you can ask Akasha, how could I learn hektish from truma? Mala truma shekei misa. Nevela toichiach. Nevela, there's no misa. You can ask Mala Nevela shekei nisra abba me'elov. Truma toichiach. V'chazer adin. You can do the same thing with chametz. You're going to say Mala truma shekei misa. Chametz toichiach. Chametz is only chorus. You'll tell me Mala chametz shekein isra abba me'elov. So you'll tell me truma toichiach. Atzad ha'shove shebehen shasurin heinatsun amashki yoyitz mem kamois enaf anoyos eilos. You can learn it either from truma and chametz and nevela, or from bikurim, or from chametz and nevela. But the Gemara continues. By the time we learn to the Mishnah, dvash tmarim, the honey that comes out of dates, the yayin tapuchin, apple cider, the chometz sitvanios, so sitvanios,
Rashi says, are anovim hanimtzom bikfanim. These are grapes that are on the vines, b'imois ha'chayiv, during the winter. She'im es bashem lo'ayim. They never fully ripen. So they never were able to make wine. These are grapes that you can't make wine from. So what they used to do is, instead of making a Cabernet, instead they would make vinegar from it. They would make chayimitz from it. That's what it was used for. So if you have the dvash that comes out of either tamarim, or the yayin that comes out of tapuchim, apples, or the chaymetz that comes out of these unripened grapes, v'shar minei peirish al truma, or any other fruit juices of truma. The punchline here is truma. This is all truma. It's the different juices that come out of truma food. Rebbe Eliezer mechayev keren v'chaymish. Rebbe Eliezer says you're going to be chayev keren v'chaymish for eating it, like someone always is if he eats truma. Rebbe Yeshua poiter. Rebbe Yeshua says you're going to be pater. Says the Gemara, but my pligi, what's the beer in the machloikis? Says the Gemara, kishmak. B'doin mino mino, b'doin mino v'oiki v'astrikum milfi. You know there's machloikis throughout Shas. If you learn out A from B, so you're learning out one halacha from another halacha, like in RK, the best example. You're learning truma from Bikurim. What are we learning? Truma from Bikurim. Just like Bikurim, there's an idea of Tavi, even Bikurim in its liquid form is considered Bikurim. So to Truma in its liquid form is going to be considered Truma as well. So you're learning Truma from Bikurim. Do we say that once I learned Truma from Bikurim, now this halacha that I learned from Bikurim is limited to the guidelines of Bikurim, or it's expanded to the guidelines of Bikurim? Or do you say no? I'm just learning one halacha from Truma, from Bikurim. By Bikurim, there's a concept of Mashkin Hayoitzin. So you're going to have that same idea by Truma as well. But in terms of the Se'ife Katan of how this halach is now going to relate to Hilchas Truma, it's going to conform to the usual and customary laws of Truma. Meaning, even though I learned this halach and Hilchas Truma from Bikurim, doesn't mean it conforms now with Hilchas Bikurim. It conforms with Hilchas Truma. Or maybe not. Being that I learned it from Bikurim, it has to conform to Hilchas Bikurim. That's machlokes throughout Shas. Do you say doin mina umina? Again, in this example, this application of it, I'm learning liquid Truma from liquid Bikurim. Thus, even though Truma usually has its own set of guidelines, over here it's going to have to conform to Bikurim's guidelines because I only know liquid Truma from Bikurim. So it conforms to Bikurim guidelines or no? Or is it doin mina va'iki ba'asra? I learned the basic halacha of liquid truma from Bikurim, but as it relates to the details of it, it goes back and conforms with its own parsha, which is the halachas of truma. Zokta Gemara, that's the machlokes. The Rebbe Eliezer Savar, Rebbe Eliezer that said that you're chayiv if somebody eats dvash tamarim, yayin tapuchim, chaymet sitfanis, v'sharmine perish al truma, he holds doin mina umina. He learns that being that liquid truma was learned out from Bikurim, so now it has to conform to Bikurim. Ama, Bikurim, mashkan yitz Bikurim is much more inclusive than Truma is. And that's because Bikurim applies to the Shivas Aminim, as opposed to Truma, which only applies to Dagon, which is grain, Tirosh, which is grapes, and Yitzar, which is Zeisen, which is olives. So being, however, that doin mina, umina, says Rabbi Eliezer, although it'd be tempting to say that the only time you have the halacha of liquid truma is with regards to the ikur parsha of truma, which is dagon, tirosh, and yitzer, but I'm going to expand it because I'm learning liquid truma from Bikurim, and Bikurim is expanded because Bikurim relates to more types of fruits. So thus, you're going to have the halacha of liquid truma by these other fruits as well. Thus, dvash tamarim of truma is going to be, now you're going to tell me what do you mean? There's no truma in the solid form. How can it be truma in the liquid form? So Rashi addresses that, and Rashi says we mean under the Rabbana level. Because even though it's true, the only time you have truma is dog and tirashi yitzah, that's all midday rice. Midday Rabbanan, however, you do have truma by other types of peris. The question is, did the Rabbanan expand the halacha of mashkin or not? Doin mino, mina says that it makes sense that the Rabbanan, now usually doin mino is on the day rice level. So again, Rashi asks this kasha. But that's the point. Rabbi Eliezer holds doin mino, mina. And being that doin mino, mina, we're learning from Bikurim, so we're going to have this halacha liquid truma beyond just dog and tears and yitzah, which is truma de rice, so it's going to apply to truma de rabbanon as well. Rabbi Shua Sava doin mina v'oiki ba'asra, which means that ma bikurim mashkin ayotz mem kamoison av truma mashkin ayotz mem kamoison but v'oiki ba'asra ma mashkin the kachim v'truma tirish v'yitzar by kachim, meaning by truma it's only dog and tirish and yitzar, as relates to fruit it's only tirish v'yitzar in midi achrin iloy af mashkin ayotz mem kamoison tirish v'yitzar in midi achrin iloy, it's not going to relate to anything else. Two more gemaras v'adetanam v'adetanam mishnah eim v'yim bikurim mashkin elo yitz men azayisin u min ha'novim, you can't bring bikurim mashkin
Iska only from Zaysen and Anavim. So this is interesting. That even though we said there's a Chiddush, that Tavi teaches me in the Parsha Bikurim that you can even bring Mashkin for Bikurim, but only Mashkin from Zaysen and Mashkin from Anavim. But as it relates to the other Shiva Saminim, even by Bikurim not. Who's the Shita? Mani? Rabbi Yeshua here. It's Rabbi Yeshua. How so? This is the opposite of the previous Mishnah. In the previous Mishnah, we had a Shita's Rabbi Eliezer that said all Truma, even Truma Derabanan, even apple cider is considered Truma, right? That was how far he went. Here we have the reverse. Here we have a Shita in the Mishnah that says that even by Bikurim, even Bikurim, which usually Midairaisa relates to Shivas Aminim, the only time you have this Chiddush, that liquid Bikurim is considered Bikurim, is only by Zeisim and Anovim. So the Gemara says, who could it possibly be? The Gemara says, it's Rabbi Yeshua. Who holds Daimina Vayki Ba'asra? That I learned liquid Shuma from liquid Bikurim. But Vayki Ba'asra, liquid Shuma only relates to Shuma Dairaisa, which is Dagon, Tirosh, and Yitzhar. Once I know it only by Dagon, Tirosh, and Yitzhar, now I make a reverse hakrish. For Gamanu the Bikurim and Truma. Now I go back and say that Bikurim has to be Domi the Truma. Which of the three Trumas relate to Bikurim as well? There's no Bikurim on Dagon, it's Tirosh and Yitzhar. So the point is that just like you have the halacha of liquid Truma only by Tirosh and Yitzhar, so too you're going to have liquid Bikurim only by Tirosh and Yitzhar. So it's going to come out then that the Machlokes, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua are literally from one side to the other side. They're completely the antithesis of each other. According to Rabbi Lezer, liquid Shruma, even by Trumas Rabbanan, even apple cider. According to Rabbi Yeshua, even by Bikurim, which usually Midairaisa relates to the Shiva Saminim, and it's only going to be Negeya, this halach of liquid, as it relates to Zaysim and Anavim. One last Mishnah. Ain't Soif Kiris Harbam Mishum Arla, Ela La Yoitzim and Hazaysim and Anavim. Arla also has this halacha of Mashkin HaYoitzim Imena, but there too, only by Zaysim and Anavim. The only time you get Malkus for eating Arla, where you ate it in the mashka form, it's if it's a zeisim and anovim. Mani, so think about Rabbi Yeshua. It's vaiter Rabbi Yeshua. The Amar doyminova iki basra. Even though you learn truma from bikurim, and bikurim really relates technically to the shivas aminim, but vaiki basra truma day raisa is only to get tirish and yitzar. Once I know truma tirish v'yitzar, now I learn bikurim back from truma to tell me only bikurim is tirish v'yitzar, like we had in the previous mishnah. And once I know bikurim is only tirish v'yitzar, v'hadim ma'isay lo arlo bikurim, I learn arlo from bikurim and say that just like bikurim is only tirish v'yitzar, so too, just like bikurim is only tirish v'yitzar, so too arlo is only going to be tirish v'yitzar exer. Either way. So we had over here a long block Gemara with a lot of drushes on Limudim that really spanned almost the entire Torah, which discusses this idea where you have a salad or something that you usually conceptualize as a salad, and now you went ahead and you ate it in a liquid form. How does halacha treat it? For example, if somebody ate or really drank chalev in a liquid form, chametz in a liquid form, the nevel of an oif tar, which is metama begodin bebeis ablia. What happens if you consumed it in a liquid form? A sheretz in a liquid form, or the tzir that's yaitzim in a sheretz. Then we had tevel, chadosh, hektish, vias, and kalayim. If you're keeping score, it's already 9. What about truma? What about bikurim? What about arla? So we had a whole bunch of different halachas as it relates to this idea of mashkin hayoytzim imena. So we don't have that much time, but one ha'ara at least, and maybe we'll save the second ha'ara for tomorrow. And that is, so if somebody eats chelev in a liquid form, the halacha is he's going to be chayev. The question is, what's the shear going to be? What would be the shear? How much of it would you have to eat? The truth is, it's a mefurash teisefta. It's a teisefta, the mesechtes krisos, Beis Yud Gimel says the Tosefta Himcha Es Achelev. If somebody would take chelev and turn it into a liquid, V'gamay Hikfa Es Hadam V'Achloi. What's the halacha? Im Yeshba Kizayis Chayev V'Mlav Einay Chayev. In other words, if somebody eats chelev in a liquid form, he's chayev. How much of it does he have to eat in order to be chayev? Says the Tosefta. Very clearly, you have to eat a kezayis. The shear is going to be a kezayis. Now, at first glance, it's a little bit tzarech beer. Why would it be a kezayis? We know shiurei achila are always be kezayis. Shiurei shtia are always be revias. So if that's the case, if you ate the chelev in a liquid form, why does the Tosefta say the shear is be kezayis? L'chura, the shear should be a revias. So you're going to tell me, very simply, what do you mean? At the end of the day, chelev is an oichel. It's not a mashka. Punked! Keyword, you ate it in a liquid form, but it's a punkt. It's really an oichel. And being that it's an oichel, the halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai is oichlin be-kezayis and mashkin be-revias. And I ate an oichel. So being that I ate an oichel, even though right now it's in a liquid form and right now I drank it, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, the halacha should be that I should be be-kezayis. And that would definitely seem like a very basic, reasonable pshat. Stating that, you could say another pshat, a much more lumdish pshat. That is Bahakdama. The Rambam in the beginning of Perek Vav Hilchas Macholos Asuras says the Rambam Ha'oichel Kizayis Min Adam. If somebody eats a Kizayis Min Adam, B'mezid Chayiv. So we're learning the halachas of dam now. That's the mission. Then the Perek Kol Abasa. So if somebody eats a Kizayis of dam, B'mezid is Chayiv Karas. B'shoygig maybe Chatas Kavur. If he says does it B'shoygig, he has to bring a Karb Chatas, and then the Rambam brings the Mishnah that the Gemara brought, and then the Perek Kol Abasa. But either way, says the Rambam Ha'oichel Kizayis Min Adam, B'mezid Chayiv Karas. Briska asked that why is it that the sheer dam is bekezayas? The chayre dam is for sure a mashka. So if dam is a mashka, it's a liquid, then the sheer should be revias. Why is it that the sheer is going to be kezayas? And Reb Chaim said a dover nifla, classic. He said that it's true. Dam is a mashka. Stating that, when the Torah mentions the Isser dam, the Torah says as follows, Ve'ish ish mi beis Yisrael, u'menager agar b'soicham, ashe yoichal kol dam. Someone that eats blood, v'nasati pone benefesh o yichelus es adam, v'chrat yeis mikaravam, that person is going to be chayiv karas. And then the pasuk continues, I'm skipping. Alkeno maritu levnei Yisrael, called nefesh mikem, lo yisoychal dam, v'ager agor besoychacham, lo yoychal dam. Says Rav Chaim, it's true. Dam is a liquid. But when the Torah mentions the Isra dam, the Torah doesn't say don't drink dam. You know what the Torah says? The Torah says don't eat dam. From the fact that the Torah said don't eat them, that's how the Rambam knew that the shear is going to be bekezayis. Because the Rambam held that the koiveya of kezayis and revias is not is this an oichel or is this a mashka, but rather the koiveya is did the Torah say don't eat it? Or did the Torah say don't drink it? By dam, the Torah said don't eat it. So even though it's a mashke, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, the Torah says don't eat dam. And being that it says don't eat, any time the Torah says don't eat, the shear is going to be bekezayis. But for example, in a case like the Isser, that a Nazir is not allowed to drink wine, what does it say there? Oh, there, of course, it's Merevius. That's why you'll learn the Sakhtas Nazir. You know it's a Revius Yayim and Nazir. Why? Because there the Torah said Layishta. So the Koiveya is not, is it an Oichel or is it a Mashka? But rather, the Koiveya is, what did the Torah say? Did the Torah say, thou shalt not eat it? Or did the Torah say, thou shalt not drink it? If the Torah says, Allah shalt achila, then it's going to be Bekezayis. If the Torah says a lashon shtia, then it's going to be birevias. And the shiurim from Rav Meshulam David Alevi, Rav David Soloveitchik Shlita, in Masechtas Nazir Daf Lamed Daled, he brings this yisoid from Rav Chaim, and he has a tremendous arichos on Rav Chaim. And he brings that the briskerov umaron zatzal hera, that the briskerov showed Rav Chaim a gewaldige ride to Rav Chaim's yisoid. And that is from a Rambam in Hilchas Trumois, Perek Yud Halacha Beis. The Rambam over there is discussing today's daf. The Rambam is discussing if somebody drinks truma. Does somebody drink truma? Truma in a liquid form? Machlekes Rav Lezer Bishur. Daimino by Gebasra, right? A Geshmak Gemara. But either way, says the Rambam, of course, if somebody drinks truma, you're going to be chayiv. What's the shear? Says the Rambam. Ukeshem shachilas truma bekezayis, kach shtia bekezayis. The shear is always going to be bekezayis. And if it's kerovat ka'art, why is it bekezayis if you drink it? If you eat it, then it's shear bekezayis. But if you drink it, it should be berevias. Said the briskerov, because when the Torah says that a zar is not allowed to eat truma, what does it say? V'chol zar lo yoichal kodesh. It never says a lashon shtia when it comes to truma. It always says a lashon achila. The koiveya is the lashon ha'isser. If the lashon ha'isser is achila, then it's always bekezayis. If the lashon ha'isser is b'shtia, then it's always going to be b'mashka. Reb Shulam went right and he says, I'll bring you two more rayas, said Reb David. I have two more rayas to Reb Chaim's Yisoid. The first is with regards to chametz. Again, we had this in today's daf. The Tesefta says, "Imsochin Perak Aleph Halacha Yod Echad Oichel VeEchad Memachad Shoyis." If somebody eats chametz, or if somebody drinks chametz, beer, the halacha is he's going to be chayiv. V'chulu. And then the Tosefta says, "Kashem she'achila b'kazayis, kach shtiyah b'kazayis." Even when chametz, the shear is going to be b'kazayis. So, think of David, why is it going to be b'kazayis? L'chayr, it shouldn't be b'kazayis. L'chayr, what should it be? It should be b'revius, said Rav David Gevaldik, because the Torah doesn't say don't drink chametz. It says ki kol oichel chametz, ki kol oichel machmetzes. I mean that it says the lashon achilo. That's why it's going to be b'kazayis. Said Rav David, I'll bring you one more raya, and that is from a Tosefta, Perek Beis, Halacha Yud Gimel, in Masechtas Krisos. The halacha is if somebody eats liquid chalev, he's chayev. What's the shir? Says the Tosefta, it's b'kazayis. Look, how are you drinking it? Why should it be b'kazayis? Says Rav David, Rav Chaim's Yisoy, that you want to know why it's b'kazayis? Because the Torah says don't eat it. I mean that the Torah says don't eat it. It's for that reason it's going to be because Kisapasha you learn. If you drink chalev, it's b'kazayis. Why? Because it's an oichel. It's much deeper than that. The word's not that it's an oichel. The word is because the Torah said don't eat it. And the kaveh of kezayis is not oichel. It's what did the Torah say? By chelav the Torah said don't eat it. Being that the Torah said don't eat it, it's like dam, it's like chametz, it's like truma. That's why even in the liquid form, the shear is always going to be kezayis. But just to end with one ha'ar, some food for thought. And that is that we know that there's two parshiyos in the Torah where the Torah says you're not allowed to eat something, but the Torah never said you're not allowed to eat it. One is basav v'chalav. We just learned that. Loi sevashel gedi b'chalev imah. The other one is kilei akher. But let's talk about basav v'chalav. It doesn't say you shouldn't eat basav v'chalav. It says loi sevashel. What's the shear basav v'chalav? Bekezayis. How do you know the shear is bekezayis? You're talking because it's an oichel. But if the kaveh is not oichel, because you can have an oichel where the shear would be revius maybe. Or you can have mashka where the shear would be kezayis. But it's midahoytzi akasav lashon achila. By basav v'chalav, you don't have midahoytzi akasav lashon achila. Tomorrow, Mitzvah.